Ore, folks, we're back. It's the Ramblin' Man!
And the Quiet Storm!
Shh! And we have Mac joining us today. Mac?
Hi, you, girls!
You and I have been... You and I have been friends for a long time.
Yeah, he's my bitch.
Well, honey, please. Listen here. You want to talk about a bitch? All right, so.
I'm a great big bitch. You know this.
You stole the band name Queen, didn't you? Now, listen here. Mac and I have been friends for, God, years?
Years.
And queers and years. So.
Brings a whole new meaning to dog years.
I'll tell you what it feels like sometimes. Anyway. Oh, don't give me that look.
Sorry, ladies.
Fuck it. Who cares? They think we're fucking Irish anyway, so we can
that
say cunt.
Meant it.
So, Mac, please tell us some details about you. Keep it general. Keep it fun.
I have a beautiful family.
Keep your dick out of your hand while you're talking about it.
Fappity fap. Don't talk back.
Granted, my best friends are dicks.
Of course.
And I've got a beautiful military godson. And
oh, and by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt ya.
No, you're not.
No, not really. I don't give a shit. Let's give a bad shout out to the men in uniform and the ladies in uniform. We love
Booyah.
You. Booah.
Gucci, Gucci.
We want to thank the people in the Army, the Chair Force, Air Force. Sorry.
And the gravy. I mean the Navy.
Navy. And the Marines, even though you're a part of the Navy. We get it. It doesn't matter. We want to thank everybody in uniform. And yes, you big ass tall bastard listening right now. We thank you for your service too, you big bastard. You need to get down here and do one of these with us.
I love you, kid.
Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop. Anyway, so Matt, continue while I go drain the main vein. Basically, what I'm saying is I have to take a bad piss.
He has to take a wicked bad piss.
Well, anyway.
Hey, right. Tell us more about yourself, Mac.
I am a lot older than both of these bitches. Like, by 20 years. But I don't act my age. True or not true?
That is true.
It's very true. You act like an 85-year-old.
I am so going to punch him.
Rambler Man just thinks that he just acts like an 85-year-old.
Oh, shoot, I got the split stream going.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, he's got the slip stream going.
Split stream. Yes.
What have
They've
you?
They've got the
Continue.
Drunken ease going on.
Yes. You don't know shit about fuck off.
But anyway. They both have big old butts.
Yep.
Oh, and that's the gay talking. Oh, that's right. I'm gay if you didn't already know.
Nothing wrong with that.
But they love me.
Forever, sir.
Well, most of the time anyway.
Never admit to slurring your words. You speak in cursive. Life advice.
Hence, they don't admit to the whole gay, loving the gay guy thing. But they do. They love the great big old gay guy. And I don't act my age for a reason. Because I don't act my age.
Ah! I threw my phone.
There's nothing wrong with that, man. So, we just came back from an awesome vacation, my friends.
Ooh, yes, we did. Actually, two of them.
Second one
in 2 months.
2 months, yeah.
We're not rich. We just have poor planning.
Piss poor planning results in piss poor results.
Oh, my God.
Hence, broke assholes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Talk about a broke asshole. I think I've got a gaping pocketbook right now.
I'm not even going there.
You wouldn't. I wouldn't notice if you did. Anyway.
Whoa.
I was talking about you, Sloppy.
I know. That's why I said I wouldn't notice if you had.
All right, guys. Let's talk about Colossal East.
Colossal.
What'd you like?
I liked the water park. It was much more fun than the other one.
Well, I think the outdoor at Sandusky was much bigger.
No.
Yes, it was.
I don't care if it was bigger or not. I loved the atmosphere that was there and the people that served us.
Yep.
And the people that we interacted with. The one that I fell in love with was...
Yes, we know. To those who are going, okay, we don't know. We met somebody there.
Was going through a transition.
There's that. But this individual was sweet, kind, and could carry a conversation. That's what matters.
He is phenomenal.
Yeah. But in general, I liked it. I did. I really did like it.
I can't wait to see it again.
I miss the original ColossusCon.
I think if it didn't rain, it'd be better.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that.
But the rain didn't stop us.
No, of course not.
For making asses out of ourselves.
No, that wasn't even making asses of ourselves.
That's mild.
That was mild. I do gotta say though,
we gotta go to Amazon.
The original
ColossusCon Prime.
Yes, over in Sandusky, Ohio. Bitches,
I can't wait to go to my next one. And you probably don't want me to go when I get that.
We didn't say that.
But I had a blast.
And that's what matters. You gotta have fun.
That burlesque show was highlight.
Oh, God, that was... They were amazing.
The burlesque show was unreal.
They were amazing. That was such a good act. I will tell you, though, I do miss ColossusCon Prime just because I love camping out. I love being able to cook our own food.
I did love camping. I did. And then whatever you made that first time that I went...
Goulash.
It was a goulash of a sort.
Was it a goulash or was it a roux?
No, both. It was a goulash from hell.
It was a goulash roux.
A goulash roux.
Let's get fancy. Let's call it a goulash roux.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, here comes out the old fag.
So.
And the straight man.
So. Ooh. Rage Against the Machines. Let's go hurt white people.
Yes, sir.
Sorry. Hopefully some of you get that joke. Anyway. So. ColossusCon East. All in all, I would give it a 6 out of 10.
I would agree.
Jim is...
ColossusCon East?
Alright, Mac. Quiet Storm and I have given it a 6 out of 10. For your first experience with an anime convention, what would you say?
I would give it without a doubt. Oh my god. A 7 out of 10.
Respectable.
It would be close to an 8 out of a 10. There needed to be more naked men. Sorry. Well, that's the fact.
That's ColossusCon Prime.
That's
and
we gotta
more
go Prime.
Scantily clad women.
Yep.
I am not advocating non-nerdy people to come to this. If that's what you do, eat shit.
I would love to see it. I'll be good. But anyway,
you would love Nudist Beach.
Nudist Beach. Oh yeah.
Oh my god, they were party animals.
Those guys were, they looked good, but they were a bit over the top.
That's Nudist Beach. They
but
nailed it.
But you gotta have more gingers in it.
There was like, never mind.
No, there weren't many gingers.
No. Big Red ain't here for us to pick on either.
No, we'll get him on the next podcast.
Hopefully. If we can peel him away from, we got Big Red. Let's call her Miss Hypochondriac.
Sounds good.
I'm being good because it's my nephew.
Not
so.
Our family.
Anyway, so
granted, it's not my nephew. That's rude.
We will be back shortly with more commentary between the three of us. Thank y'all for listening. I am the Ramblin' Man!
And I'm the Quiet Storm, with our guest.
And I'm Mac.
Well, that was fucking epic!
I love you, Pete.
We'll call him Bat-Mac.
Thanks for joining us, y'all.
Hey, Robin, change the battery. wasn't it?